Teamwork isn't just nice to have in business, it's the undisputed competitive advantage. When your team members work as a unified force, your whole operation benefits through higher productivity, thriving creativity, and unstoppable momentum. Welcome to the Impactful Teamwork Podcast, where we share with you strategies and tactics to help you develop game-changing teams so that you and your business can make a real difference in the world. Welcome to this edition of Impactful Teamwork. I am so excited to have you here today, and thanks for all the great feedback on our last episode. It was amazing to hear all of that, so thank you so much for that. So today, I want to move the conversation forward. I would love to talk to you about the power of shared leadership in creating highly effective teams. And this is a model of shared leadership that I have learned from the world of horses. And when I came across this model of leadership, it totally transformed the way that I led my business, led my life, and also importantly, led the teams of people around me. Because what you'll get to learn about me is that my horses have been the best teachers of my best leadership lessons. And that's why I'm always looking to nature and the natural world for better ways that we can do things, different ways, because actually all of my business is about challenging the status quo. How do we do things differently in this VUCA world in which we live in? So many of you will have heard perhaps the term VUCA, which stands for volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And it's a great way to describe the world that we live in today. There is so little certainty in the world. And in fact, we might even argue the only certainty in the world is the uncertainty. Because actually, we don't know what is happening each and every day in our lives. I curate experiences where leaders often come out to the farm where I live to work with my horses. And for me, this is such a great metaphor about leading through uncertainty. Because knowing that they're coming to the farm, knowing that they're going to come and work with horses, immediately they have a degree of anxiety, perhaps about what might happen, because they don't know. This is an experience that people have rarely done before. It's new. Is innovative. They haven't seen it before. So it immediately brings up some fears and concerns. But what really makes me laugh about this whole thing is that we go to work each and every day feeling maybe comfortable and secure in the fact that we're going to work every day. But actually, we never know what is going to happen on each and every day that we're there. And I'm sure that you can agree that often you go into work and what you had planned didn't work out, right? Something completely different happened. And this is the joy of the environment that we live in today. We need to be really agile and adaptive to respond to all the changes that come around. So this provides a big challenge for leaders and us trying to inspire and motivate teams is this level of uncertainty that's around us. But I'd like to provide you with a kind of a little bit of a reframe around this whole VUCA experience. And this was shared with me by a gentleman called Bob Johansson. Because actually, when we look at VUCA, there is a different way of looking at it that we call VUCA Prime that provides us with a mindset and an opportunity for looking at the world differently. Because actually, when we take a different perspective, we see that volatility yields to vision. When we can get really clear on what we want to do, that volatility kind of disappears. The uncertainty leads to understanding. Complexity can lead to clarity, and ambiguity can lead to agility. So when we look at the world through the lens of VUCA Prime, vision, understanding, clarity, and agility, we know that we need to keep moving in order to survive. Something that was shared with me as well is this concept of dynamic stability. And I really love this because we know as an organization, if we don't keep moving, we don't survive. Take an example of Netflix or Kodak. Companies that didn't move and reinvent themselves actually died and disappeared off the face of the earth. And actually, the latest PwC report says that, if I remember the statistics correctly, I think it's over 50% of leaders believe that reinvention is one of the key skills that we need to have in the 21st century. We need to be able to keep reinventing to respond to everything around us. So this dynamic stability is all about, we can't learn or change anything from a place of not moving, from a place of standing still. The only way we can learn and change is by trying something. So if you take the analogy of riding a bike, you can't learn to ride a bike by just standing still. You know, you'll just fall over, right? Unless you've got some stabilizers on it, or you've got your bike fixed up inside on a special way that you can ride your bike inside. But, you know, typically when you're riding a bike, we've got to pedal it in order to keep the momentum going for the bike to stay up. And for me, that's the same in business. We have to keep as leaders moving forward in order to keep the momentum to get things to change. Because it's only when we start moving forward that we can see change and we can see the opportunities. When we move, we get the opportunity to see things from a different perspective. And there's a lovely phrase of turn that we use sometimes. If we want to change the energy, we can change the outcome, or we change the question, we can change the conversation. So when we can change the perspective, we can change what we can see is possible. Change the perspective, change the possibility. So what can we learn from horses about this? Because horses are masters at demonstrating shared leadership. And in this VUCA world in which we live, there is no way for one leader to know everything that's going on. And this is why our old models of command and control leadership don't work in a VUCA world. And I think as a leader, that is a really liberating thought. We have this opportunity for shared leadership. And in a herd of horses, the lead mare sets the direction and pace of the herd, but she shares the leadership with the lead stallion, who keeps the herd together and protects it from predators. But also, every single herd member also has a role in protecting the health of the herd, in being aware of what's going on in the environment. And they also initiate and socialize new members of the herd and correct behavior. So the leadership just doesn't fall on either the lead mare or the lead stallion. Everyone is taking collective leadership for the success of the herd. And this is what creates this collaborative environment where there's health, harmony, and unity. But for the herd members, for the collective, for the team, as we're talking about on this podcast, to trust the leaders, they must know four things about them. They must know that the leaders are paying attention and can detect subtle shifts in the environment. We want our leaders to be aware of what's going on in the environment. We don't want them to stick their head in the sand like the AKA Netflix CEOs did and not see what was happening in the changing dynamic of the environment. We also want leaders to give us clear direction of how to respond to these shifts, what to do next. And we want the leaders to follow the direction with focused energy, to let us know what pace to proceed at. And finally, we want leaders to display congruence of their inner and outer expressions. We want them to be authentic. Remember that A of impactful, being authentic. So herd members, team members want to always know that the leader has got their best interests at heart. And when that happens and they know that the leader is coming from this position of a win-win scenario, then people will show up and collaborate effectively together to create a result for the whole organization. So what does this model of shared leadership look like? I call it the ABCDE of shared leadership. And this is derived from the diamond model of shared leadership, which is something I learned from a company called Teaching Horse that I deliver workshops for. So the best way for you to learn this is to grab a piece of paper and grab a pen and literally draw this as I show you. So what I'd love you to do is to draw a diamond on a piece of paper. And at the top of the diamond, I would like you to write the word attention. And at the bottom of the diamond, at the bottom of the page of the diamond, I'd like you to write the word energy. And on the left-hand side, I'd like you to write the word congruence. And on the right-hand side, direction. So now you should have on your diagram a diamond with the word at the top, attention. And if you go round in a clock face, it's going to go attention, direction, energy, congruence. Those are the four attributes that team members need in order that they have confidence in the leadership. Because it is this confidence in the leader that makes the team agile in time of change. So to gain a team member's confidence, a leader has to demonstrate that they're paying attention to what's going on in the community or the organization, give clear direction, which is focused, inspire energy, and are authentic that their intentions can be trusted. And it's this confidence in leadership that makes a community or an organization agile when the time for change can no longer be avoided. And I can think we can all agree that the time for change can no longer be avoided. Like I said, the PwC report is talking about the level of reinvention that's required in organizations. The only constant is change. So, how do we do this? What is attention? It's really important that as leaders, we notice what's happening for ourselves and for our team members, and also for the environment that we're in. And we can notice this by paying attention to our breath, our five senses, those intuitive hits. Remember the intuition, the eye of impactful, the awareness of others, an awareness about the change in our energy. One of the things I invite you now to do is really pay attention to your breath. You might want to breathe in for a count of three and then out for a count of six. And practice this exhaling and see how that changes your energy. Because what we know is that when we get anxious, we get uptight, we unconsciously hold our breath. And that makes our bodies really taut. And when we're in that state of kind of slight anxiety and fear, we can't pay attention to what's going on about us. So we've got that energy and it's really focused on ourselves. Our attention's about ourselves and what's going on. So I invite you to expand your awareness to what's going on for people around you and listen to the environment. And really notice and really pay a lot of attention to when you're in business, where are you placing your attention? Are you placing your attention on things that can make a real difference, or are you placing your attention on things that you can make no difference to? So there's a real art to where we place our attention, because wherever we place our attention, that's where our energy goes. And I think this is a really important thing for us to think about. So I often don't listen to the news because there's nothing I can do or very, very limited impact I can have on a lot of world events. So I don't want to waste my energy on that. I'd rather invest my energy on things that can make a difference, like things in my business, work for my clients. So I think it's really important where we think about where our focus goes, because our focus is going to affect our energy levels. And our energy is a really vital resource, and we don't have a huge amount of it. So we need to choose wisely where we are putting our energy. And so let's just talk a little bit about energy now, because that's the bottom of the diamond, right? And people are giving us energy, information all of the time. And, you know, you've all had the experience, you've walked into a room and you can tell what the energy is like of somebody. This is our intuition again that's able to tell us that. So the key here is, how do we notice the information we're getting and use it to produce a positive outcome? You know, we can tell when our team members are depleted of energy. We can also tell when they're very energetic and excited. So our role as a leader is to harness that energy to use it for the best good. And when we're in an organization, and particularly where the energy is depleted, I think it's really important that we name what the energy is. You know, I'm sensing a reluctance to share some ideas. Or if we reach an agreement, we've reached an agreement really quickly. Is there anything else we need to say? And it's just naming this energy and us having enough attention on what is happening can totally change the dynamics of a conversation. So we need to trust that if we change the energy, we can change the outcome in a different direction. And sometimes the gaps in the energy can be filled by helping people reconnect to each other, creating conversations among people that strengthen the relationships. And we've said before, relationships are the lifeblood of teams. We need to give people the opportunity to talk about what has their attention so that we can start building these relationships. And when we start having conversations and managing the energy around asking better questions to change the conversation, then we can start fueling this curiosity, which can give us innovation. And that can totally change the dynamics of what's going on in the business. And I think the other thing that I really want to highlight here about energy that's really important for us to recognize is that there's multiple types of energy: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And sometimes within the team, we need to figure out which energy is depleted. Because what I observe a lot in organizations are us A, ignoring the fact that we're all getting burnt out. We talk about having our foot to the pedal. And most organizations I see have got their foot to the pedal. They are accelerating at rocket-like speed. The problem is that if we keep our foot to the pedal all the time, it's just like our heartbeat. Eventually, it flatlines. Our heart needs to have a rhythm to it. Everything in nature has an ebb and flow to it. And we need that, and we have that in our energy levels. So what it's important to understand with our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energy is that we need to recharge them. And as teams, we're not so good at doing that. But importantly as well, when we're recharging it, we need to recharge with the right type of energy. So if we notice that our physical energy is depleted, we need to use motional energy. So that's like getting into action. That might be going for a bike ride, for me going for a horse ride, going for a walk. So we replenish physical energy with some kind of activity, physical activity. We replenish our emotional energy through connectivity, through being with people and relationship building. We replenish our mental energy through getting curious and having great conversations with people. And we replenish our spiritual energy by being really clear on what our purpose is, what we want to do, or indeed engaging in play and something light and engaging. Those are ways that we can replenish our energy. So really important as leaders, we understand how to replenish our energy, and we help our team members be able to replenish their energy too. Because in the horse herd, the horses know the power of conserving energy. If they don't conserve their energy, then when a mountain lion appears that might eat them, they don't have any energy to run away. And yet as humans, we're really, really bad at recognizing when we need to conserve that energy and when we need to expend it. And most of us need to get more sleep and rest in order to look after our energy levels. So the D of the ABCD model of shared leadership is direction. And this is about choosing a point of focus. And sometimes that's the most difficult thing to do. So how do we choose a point of focus, a direction in which we want to go? We need to know what matters to us and why. So we need to know our mission and our values. And then faced with the choice of where to go next, we need to engage in conversations that bring clarity to the sense of purpose and the way that we've chosen to go. And as we talked about earlier on, being in motion is really important. So moving forward becomes a fluid motion between seeing what's on the horizon and taking your next step. So we need to balance this, having this big picture where when we stay too focused on the big picture, we can get confusion about what to do next. But when we stay too granular, too myopic, then we lose the big picture and we're not sure why we need to take the next step. And when we're leading and moving in the direction, we need to increase our energy to get things moving. But what I often see happening in organizations is us trying to solve the problem of a lack of direction with more energy. And that's just like putting your foot on the accelerator in your car with no idea of where you're going. You're going to end up in the wrong direction. And I know personally, I've done that a lot of times in my own business. I haven't been clear on where I want to go. And I was like, oh, I just need to get more energetic. I just need to put more energy into it. And actually, I end up at completely the wrong place. So sometimes there's that good old metaphor of slowing down to speed up. And then the C of the ABCDE model of shared leadership is that congruence. And it's really important to recognize as leaders, you cannot lead if you can't feel. We need to remember that feelings provide us with information. And our feelings alert us to the thinking we're using to interpret any situation. And it's that intuition, that voice inside of us that tells us whether something's right and when it's time to move. The horses are very instinctive about this. They know when it's time to move. They're paying attention to what's going on around us. And they get a gut sense, maybe if there's a predator in the environment, and they go and run away at that point in time. And as leaders, it's really important that we use our authentic voice because this helps increase trust and confidence in our leadership. And we need to share with the team what's going on. And then finally, the B. I want to put the B in the middle of this diamond model because it's all about belonging. And as a team, we all want to belong. We said in the last episode that, you know, actually, as humans, we want to be part of social interaction at some level. And one of the things that the pandemic showed us was actually that we were social creatures. And most of us needed other people to get along with. We want that sense of connection and belonging that comes as part of a team. So we've covered a lot today in terms of the diamond model of leadership and the ABCDs of shared leadership. And in the show notes, I will share with you a visual of how this looks and operates and give you some more information and resources on it. Today, I'd like you just to go away and think about, well, where am I placing my attention? Am I placing my attention on things that are helping to move me and my business forward? Or am I placing my attention on things that I can't control? I want to think about you to think about what direction you're going in. Are you clear on the direction of your business, what you want to happen? Are you clear on your purpose, your vision, your values? And are you clear about how much energy you need to put behind something? Does it need a lot of energy now? You know, at the startup of a project, for example, we need to expend a lot of energy to get things done. And once things get into momentum, we can dial the energy back down. It's just like the analogy of an aeroplane. I've heard that an aeroplane uses about 90% of its fuel to get off the ground. So at the outset, we need a lot of energy. But once we've got that momentum, then we need to harness that energy to keep going in the right direction. So we need clarity on where we're going. And therefore, that's why we need boundaries in order to protect where we're going and not get thrown off course. And finally, we need to be congruent. We need to have that authenticity to inspire that confidence in the people we're leading. We need to be vulnerable and share what's going on with us. And the model of shared leadership, it's fine to say, I don't know. That's the power of shared leadership. We get other perspectives. As a leader, we can say, this is what I think we should do, but I'm not sure. But actually, that helps inspire confidence in our team members to go with us. And then they want to be part of that B, that part of belonging, being part of our team and our collective. So I really hope that you found that useful. Please share any comments with me. If you want more information, please let me know. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode, when we're going to be talking about how do you figure out what your role is in the team and where you add the most impact and contribution to a team. Because teams are made up of individuals, but each individual has their own unique skill set. And it's so important that we leverage each person's individual uniqueness and genius so that they can add the most value to the team. And then the team can be exponentially better together. So once again, thank you so much for your time and attention. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Impactful Teamwork, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Impactful Teamwork podcast. Please stay tuned for future episodes and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating on your favorite platform. Recommendations are essential for attracting new listeners. Please follow us on social media at Julia Felton and at Business Horsepower. And if there are any topics you'd like us to cover on future episodes, please do let me know. Remember, you and your team are always making an impact. What impact will you make today?